This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Chris Nocke will join us in 20 minutes as we talk about the Terps. Thrilling buzzer-beating win yesterday, and looking ahead towards the Sweet 16. He, of course, is the color analyst for the Terps on the radio call. But right now, we'll open up EB's entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky. The entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager over there. Of course, you can check them out at BMWFairfax.com. You know, my guy, Mike Walker, was actually over there last week when I was there, but he was on the phone. I didn't know if I should bother him. I just let him be. If I was Jason, I probably would have barged in.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would
have. I just let him be. I just kept getting more M&Ms and pretzels.
Sounds like a good plan.
Did he know you were there at all?
I don't think so. Oh. No, that was the thing. He didn't know. He was busy. What am I going to do? Bother him?
He ain't that busy.
He's busy now, man. He's in charge of all these dealerships.
Nah, he's a good dude. He's a Cowboy fan.
That's true. It is a fatal flaw. We talked about the Tiger Woods news, and Cakes nailed it. It's definitely written by a woman, not Tiger. Here's the post. I think it was on his Twitter. I saw it on his Instagram. Tiger wrote with two pictures with him and Vanessa Trump, who is Don Jr.'s ex-wife. They have like five kids together.
How long they've been seeing each other?
Since like Thanksgiving. And this has been out for the last couple of weeks. I think the Daily Mail, TMZ, they had this a couple of weeks ago that they had been seeing each other. But I guess they made it official. And there's a... Valdez, he also described it well. Tiger laying down on a hammock. He looks like a corpse. And she's like hugging him. And then there's another one where they're just standing there together. Kind of an awkward pose. But Tiger allegedly wrote, which he didn't write because no guy would write this. Love is in the air. And life is better with you by my side. We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we would appreciate privacy to all those close to our hearts. So I think what he's saying is, she's saying, whoever wrote it, don't bother the kids about us, please.
Okay. Yeah, we're an item.
We're an item. Please don't bother the kids.
Leave it be.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is, because the kids are still young. They're out there. But it's just the cringiest post of all time.
Yeah. Female Grock wrote it.
Yeah. It makes me hate him even more. No,
yeah,
guys.
You're wearing his hat as you say you hate him.
I know. It's just so weird.
I'm sure you hate him.
I do hate him.
He wants to see him win another Masters, but he hates him.
Well, he knows that's not going to happen.
No, he's not.
It's true. I would like to see him steal one more, but I do hate him.
It's just strange to me.
I do.
I don't like
the way he is. I don't like the way he is off the course. I don't like the way he's just a douche. But that was just cringy, and it was actually embarrassing.
It was not crazy.
Couldn't believe my eyes when it showed up on my feet.
When I saw that, I said, "Holy cow!"
How about Justin Thomas bogeying 16 and 18 yesterday to blow the Valspar?
I was out and about, and I didn't get to see the end. But Hovland won, right?
Hovland won by pop.
Yeah.
But JT was...
There was a viral
JT
clip.
It was in his back pocket.
With Spieth, and it must have happened on Saturday, cursing after he hit his wedge shot. Did you guys see this? It came up on my feed multiple times. It must have happened on Saturday. So, you know, he was like any of us. He was kind of in the around the green. He was in a little rough, and he's trying to hit a little... I wouldn't say a flop shot, but a little pitch out of there, and he hit it too deep, and he slammed his club, and he screamed the F word.
Uh-huh.
And you could hear Michael, his caddy, going, what did he say?
Relax?
He was talking to the ball. Huh. He was like, hold, or like slow down, or whatever he was saying. I can't remember what he was saying. Check, whatever he was saying, because he blew it way past the hole. But Jordan, he talks a lot, but you don't really... see him slamming his club and screaming F really loud.
Usually not. He knows he's on camera most of the time, but yeah.
You know who screams F really loud when he plays?
Who?
I don't.
Me.
Oh.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. When I'm getting really
can't
frustrated,
control it.
I just start losing it.
Mm.
It's such a freaking hard game.
You ever get admonished by the marshal for your language?
Not yet. But I do worry about it, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
Did you see Patton Kizzire punt his putter?
I saw that.
He literally punted the putter. It went like 100 yards in the air.
Yeah.
And then he just withdrew. He just said, I'm done.
Send him out of here.
He's done that before.
What a hard game it is. These are the best of the best of the best.
That wasn't even the best part. It was Adam Hadwin slamming his club down.
I saw that, and the sprinkler head went off.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was nutty. Then he was funny. Sheepishly, I'm sorry. He's standing on it trying to get it the stop. It's spraying everyone. He's getting soaking wet. What a freaking game.
He had some good hang time on that punt.
Yeah, he did.
It's pretty solid.
Cakes, your boy, Kirk Hammett, did you hear this from Metallica?
I have not. What's the latest news? They're going to be playing here like in 2 months.
He's making progress on his debut solo album.
Ooh.
Now, does he sing too? Forgive me for not knowing.
Kirk Hammett?
Yeah.
I mean, he may do background vocals, but he doesn't sing any.
I mean, he's never taken a lead, but does he sing background vocals? Like, can he carry a tune?
I mean, I'm sure he's fine with backing vocals, but I mean, that's James Hetfield's job to do the leads.
Right. Does the donk drummer, does Lars sing background vocals?
Not sure if he has a mic or not. Some drummers have mics and will do some background vocals, but
some drummers
sing
everything like Phil Collins.
Well, yeah. Phil Collins is supremely talented. Not that Lars Ulrich isn't, but I don't know if he's in Phil Collins territory.
Don Henley.
Don Henley, true.
They say he's also said he's gathering ideas for the follow-up to Metallica's 72 Seasons. When did that album come out?
I want to say maybe last year.
Oh, so...
That's their latest release.
They're still
cranking
out albums at a pretty good rate.
Yep.
This one just makes me laugh. Valdez sent me this. The Orioles, AA affiliate. The Chesapeake Bay Sox.
Well, they caused quite a stir with their new logo.
They unveiled a new alternate identity logo, and it just so happens, apparently, to look like a woman's private parts. Do you agree with that?
Let me see.
You didn't say the name. The name is like Oyster Catchers?
Yeah. So they're
said the Bay Sox.
Yeah.
The Chesapeake Bay Sox are going to rebrand, I think, as part of their season as the
Chesapeake Oyster
Catchers.
Right.
Now, this was clearly done on purpose. And you know what? It worked because it's gone viral. The logo... I mean, it definitely looks like...
It looks like an oyster. Yeah, but I have to say.
It also, with the color...
It looks like an oyster.
It also looks like female genitalia.
Yes.
Okay, so...
I mean, it's somewhat
resembles. They knew what they were doing.
Jason, you haven't seen that in a while, but from your recollection...
Is that what it looks like?
What is Adam? We should get Adam Pohl on the line. See what he thinks about it.
I mean,
what do you think?
Well, I'm calling him right now.
I think it looks more like an oyster.
Huh? Might be Adam Pohl's idea.
You know,
is he the PR guy?
He's the director of marketing
for the oyster catchers.
Well, if that's the case, then he's clearly behind it.
You know, I need some gear.
Yeah, we need hats at a minimum.
I don't know if I can walk around with a hat. Like
you can't walk around with a vagina hat.
It's very provocative.
Just want the logo.
Hey. You know what? I bet you that hat's going to be very popular at Secrets over the summer.
Definitely is. You can see a lot of bros wearing that hat this summer.
It's hot at the frat houses.
I think it looks like an oyster. Clearly, I think it looks like an oyster. JP, do you immediately think vagina?
No, I didn't immediately think it, but when I read the story, it's like, okay.
My buddy sent me this meme that I'm sure you guys have seen, and I'm sure it's been out there for a million years. But it did make me chuckle. It's a guy that looks like Spider-Man.
Okay.
And then in the meme it says, if you see this, if you see Spider-Man, you're gay. Because it's really the other, it's a woman with a bra.
Okay.
And I've never seen it. Have you seen it before?
I have not.
And everybody looks at it and thinks Spider-Man right away. Mm-hmm. Then when someone tells you it's actually a woman's breasts with a bra, then you see the bra.
Got it.
I'm going to forward it to you right now. Valdez. I'm going to forward it to Valdez.
Yeah, I'd never seen it. Yeah, I would see Spider-Man at first.
Right? You see Spider-Man. Just show it to Valdez. Valdez, do you see it?
I can't see that far.
Valdez ready to shoot webs over there. You see Spider-Man.
All right, here you go. Yeah, it's called not that there's anything wrong with it, the gay test. Okay. This is how you find out. Okay.
Valdez, what do you see?
I'm sure it's very scientific.
It's very scientific.
I see jugs.
All right, Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I just sent it to you on your text.
Okay.
Jason, what do you see? Spider-Man?
See,
be honest. What do you see?
No, I see a rack.
Right.
That's what I see.
I saw Spider-Man.
I saw Spider-Man right away. I just saw Spider-Man. I flunked the test.
I'm surprised you're anti-comic.
Hey, EB, we're going to send you a meme. It's Vinny and Joe. Get ready for it. It's a boob. It's a gay test.
Remember, he didn't understand the more popular Spider-Man meme. Yeah.
I think the gay test is when you guys are sleeping in the same room in Florida.
We're sending you the Spider-Man meme. Yeah. All the Spider-Mans pointing at each other. We're going to do that. We're going to do that bit.
What do you see in the oyster?
What did you say, Valdez, about sleeping in the same room in Florida?
I don't think that happened. I said, I think that's the gay test. You guys drinking wine coolers in the same room in Florida.
Oh. It'll be money. Do we have that clip anymore? Jason getting all fired up.
Sharing a straw.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Nothing of the sort. Played some innocent pickleball and golf.
Tickleball.
Yeah. Tickleball.
Hey, we got a pickleball there. It's called tickleball. Now take off your clothes, EB.
Devil's threesome.
That's the devil's threesome on steroids, is what that is. Don't want any part of that.
Vinny did text me. I think, does this sound true? That in Vinny's pool, not our pool, Vinny's pool, I think we have three teams left.
We got the Terps, because I have the Terps.
Right.
Wisconsin's
snake
gone.
That one in there.
Wisconsin gone. I took Yale. They lost for sure.
Yeah, we have three.
Huh?
Tennessee, Terps, and Florida.
Yeah, I don't think.
And they're all those, high seeds, so we got no points. Because there's all high seeds advancing, right? What'd you say is the
Arkansas.
Lowest seed?
Arkansas is the low seed, but
yeah,
all the one seeds have advanced.
Right. I can't imagine.
And three
that we're
of the twos.
The so we need for us. So what is our lowest seed? Maryland or what is Tennessee's seed? They're two.
Tennessee's a two.
So we need Maryland.
Need Maryland to upset Florida.
Yeah.
And that knocks one of our other teams out.
I'm guessing that whoever's leading, they probably have five or if not all six teams still up.
Right. We're not going to win that.
Right.
We're out.
But they probably. I'm guessing they have all high seeds too.
I've got four teams. I did a separate pool entry. I got four left. I got Florida, Tennessee, Michigan State, and Maryland.
Just on your.
I did an individual one with Vinny.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, remember I sent you.
Oh, yeah,
I bet you $10.
Yeah.
I did too.
So I've got four teams.
Hey, Jason, I don't have any room for
I had
Devil's
Clemson
Foursome
and
if
VCU.
You want to join
I took
us.
A chance on that.
Come on down to Fort Myers.
Yeah, you wonder why they're going to bed at 9 o'clock every night.
Come on down to Foursome Myers. You're all welcome. Yeah. We'll all have a big party.
All right, so there you go. And last but not least, one of the guys from Impractical Jokers, who's I think he's had problems before, right? Didn't he leave a couple years ago because he was maybe caught cheating on his wife? Now there's somebody saying that he sexually assaulted her.
What's the guy's name?
Joe Gatto. And of course, he denies it. He says he's made bad decisions, but. I guess she was like an assistant or something. And then when she turned 18, she claims he would ask for massages, cakes, invite her to his
room.
Stop
asking for massages over there, buddy.
Want to cuddle.
Let's keep this thing business.
Ask for a lot of sexual questions, etc. And so I don't know. This happened apparently years ago, but she's now bringing up the allegations now. So there you go.
Did he use the excuse that it was all a joke? This whole thing is a misunderstanding.
There was somebody in my ear. Yeah. Who's telling me what to do.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, what do we have next? We have Chris Nocky.
C-Knock's going to join us.
Give us his take on the whole Maryland fever here. If they could, first of all, talk about the game and then our chances against Florida. They got to be pretty good, right? You got to feel pretty good going into that. I'm a little wary because Florida had a wake-up call, too. So it's not like we're going to shock them. Not like they're coming in rolling.
Thank God they beat UConn.
They're good. I mean, they're good.
Couldn't deal with Dan Hurley anymore.
Sure.
I used to think Bobby Hurley was very unlikable. His brother just laps him. It's not even close.
Yeah, his not brother even close. Is barely holding on to his job. They wanted to blow him out, but he's got a contract that's keeping him there.
Coming up next, we will talk to the color analyst for the Maryland Terrapins, Chris Nocky, here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Joining us right now from Seattle. Where it's super early in the morning is our pal Chris Nocky, Terps color analyst. He joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. C Knock, thanks for waking up with the Junks.
Hey man, anything for you boys.
Very kind of you out there.
When's the flight to San Francisco?
We leave here local time. Well, we start to gather at 9:30. The idea is to be wheels up before noon.
Mm-hmm.
But the logistics, you have a lot of athletic department. People, you don't have an AD, but you do have a lot of athletic department people. You got the team, you got dance team, cheer band. There's a lot of moving parts.
Wow,
didn't think about that.
Hey, before we talk about the game, can you just kind of give us your take on what K Dub said publicly about Evans?
I think he's just frustrated. I think that you have to be. I just think he feels like he's going in there into a gunfight with a knife sometimes, and I think he wants to be fully funded, as he said, and he wants, he recognized this when he accepted the job as a basketball school, and most people recognize it as such, And I think he just wants it treated that way. And that's not to dog football or anything like that. Football's the tail that wags the dog, right? It's a big deal. I get it. But, Maryland football, Jason, they could have a phenomenal year next year and be the sixth best team in the Big Ten.
Right.
It doesn't work the same way in basketball. So, I don't know. I think there's some frustration there. There's a part of me that wishes he hadn't said it, but he said it, and that's kind of who he is.
What was going through your mind, C-Knock, as the game unfolded? Were you thinking, oh, no, we're going to get screwed again, another sort of buzzer beater against us? Obviously, there was time to make a play, and then sort of as it was unfolding, are you thinking, oh, no, oh, great? Or are you thinking, oh, yeah, I'm good. As soon as Queen touched it, we're good. Like, what were you thinking, former coach?
I definitely thought they got the ball to the right guy at the right spot. That's a spot that he loves.
Uh-huh.
They were also, the guy who was covering him, Ethan Morton, we'd seen for years. He's a Purdue transfer, and he's a very good defender, but he's not 6'6".
Yeah.
Derek is every bit of 6'10", 250. And the remarkable thing about the move is just, and you know, anybody who's ever told you, 250 pounds going to your left, shooting to your right, kissing it off the glass. I mean, that's just a, it's a freak move.
It's an NBA move.
Yeah.
And it's just a tough shot. I loved Nico Medved, their coach, Colorado State coach, is one of the great guys in the sport. And his comment after the game was, you know, people were asking him about, did you think it was a travel? He said, well, it's not a travel because they didn't call it.
Right.
And it was just, he said it was just a spectacular move.
It was.
Felt the same way. The great thing about the team is, you know, I think for the most part, they had a bunch of options out there. I don't know. If you're Colorado State, you have to prepare for a lot of contingencies. Does that ball go right back to Gillespie as soon as he inbounds it? You know, that's, he's been kind of their guy this year, playmaker. And you had Rice in the corner if Queen gets doubled. So Colorado State had some work to do on that play.
Seenock, let's rewind to earlier in that game. What was your take on Neek Clifford elbowing Geronimo in the head? I mean, it looked pretty blatant to me. And the fact that it wasn't reviewed and didn't get looked at by the refs a second time, I was a little bit surprised by that.
I got 1,000 texts about it, and I still to this minute have not seen the replay.
Okay.
So I don't. And I guess maybe Jordan should have sold it more or whatever. I have no idea. I didn't really see it happen, so I can't really address it. But I did have a lot of – but most of the people who text me are Terp fans, and right, they're not they're hard, far from objective. Mm-hmm. So I just – you play on. You know, you got no choice.
So at this point in the tournament, when you're down to 16, and I know you got a bunch of high seeds, but anything can happen. You know, I mean, anybody can get hot for another two or three games. Florida's going to be very difficult because, you know, they're Florida. I mean, they were the best team in the SEC. They won the conference tournament. They're one seed. They got great guards. But, you know, what happens if Florida comes out and they're kind of ice cold for the first 8 to 10 minutes?
I wish they had smoked UConn, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they had their wake-up call.
That's possible.
I wish they'd smoked UConn for an entirely different reason. Yeah. That has to do with, with the ass clown. So right. I just think that I think to Jason's point, it is March crazy. You know, like Colorado State, it's sort of the same situation. They came in, they knew all they had to do was beat Maryland once. This is not a World Series. It's not even a three out of five. If you get it going one time, and man, they executed their game plan to a T. They made big time shots when they had to make them, and they rebounded like banshees. I mean, they just really put it to us on the glass, which is really disappointing. But again, I agree with you to an extent that they did have a wake up call yesterday. I think it's just a really, you know, it's a tough game. One of the things that Maryland has to deal with Florida is the pace of the game in the face of not having a lot of depth. Because Florida, that is an up-and-down game. I mean, those guys, it's a racehorse. And so you're going to have some guys play some minutes where you're off the pine. And the guys that played well on, you know, in the first round against Grand Canyon were no-shows last night. You need better in that area, for sure.
Yeah, because... You know, like we were talking about, those three guards are going to get up and down. And, you know, it's not like Florida goes nine deep, but they do go probably seven deep. And that kid, Thomas Hawk, he's pretty good off the bench. He'll probably play, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes for him. So just kind of give us your thoughts on how to defend those three guards, Clayton, Martin, and Richard.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, defensive transition is everything. You got to get back. Make sure you get matched up because they do play at such pace. I think the depth they have inside, too, where they do rotate guys, you know, we've been hurt on the glass the last, you know, two of the last three games we've played. The game against Michigan in the one that we lost in the Big Ten tournament, we were just swamped on the backboards. And then last night, that's a concern playing against an athletic, active front line from Florida. So, you know, rebounding, finishing the plays defensively is absolutely critical in the game. I have no issue with Maryland being able to score in this game.
Yeah.
It's really the defense and rebounding. And I think that's absolutely paramount playing those guys.
Seenock, can you detail the work that Juju Reese has put into improving his free throw stroke? Because a few years ago, it was awful. It was like in the 50s, and now he's a 73.5% free throw shooter, including some clutch ones late in the game yesterday.
His this is a remarkable stat. His free throw shooting in 1 year, and normally you don't improve this much late in your career like Julian has, but it's gone up 24% in 1 year from where it was last year. And not only that, how about how big the free throws were that he hit, the four for four in the mm-hmm. last 5 minutes of the game? And that only happens, you know, by putting in the time, man. He must have spent hours in the gym, most of those alone, where he's just shooting and shooting and shooting. He had this awful, horrific kind of glitch in his move, in his form yep. last year. It was painful to watch, you know, even when he missed, there were air balls involved. It was terrible, and he completely lost that. It's like a guy going to the range over the winter and completely reinventing a golf swing. And it's hard to do. The older you get, I think it's really hard to do. Clearly, he put in a lot of time.
Coach Nocke, you were kind of referring to Dan Hurley earlier, and I'm wondering, when you actually were coaching on the sidelines, did you ever come across anybody like him?
No. I mean, I just don't get the entitlement. I guess the entitlement comes with two national championships, but his act walking off the court yesterday, mm-hmm. You guys saw it, you know. I mean, that's there's no accountability there in a situation like that. If you lose, it's somebody else's fault. You know, that's sort of implicitly what he says. And you got to man up at some point in time. And you know, on the one hand, he'll talk about sportsmanship, and on the other hand, he does that. I know he's getting help for a lot of the issues that he's had, and I just hope he continues to get it, because that's embarrassing to the game. It's got to be embarrassing to the university. I guess when you win, it absolves you of any kind of a issue there. But, it's tough to watch.
To kind of get your coaching perspective on some things that we were talking about beyond Maryland, what did you make of Patino's decision not to play his best player, who was struggling from the field, 3-for-17 down the stretch of his game?
I mean, it's puzzling, but I mean, unless you actually have spent time in their locker room and you know sort of the dynamics in there mm-hmm. and what's going on, I get that the guy's a second team All-American. He was, you know, had a big year. I mean, Patino's a Hall of Fame coach. Mm-hmm. Perhaps there's something more to it that we don't know. But again, unless you spend time in a locker room and you kind of know the team dynamic, it's really hard to comment in full on it. But man, they needed something like him on the floor, and you know, it was glaring in its non-existence.
Coach, another thing about just like how hot you can get as a coach, and your name is out there, and especially during the NCAA tournament. But I think one of the greatest stories this tournament is Ben McCollum, who's 43 years old. Yeah. He was at Northwest Missouri State for 15 years. Now, he had an unbelievable run there. He won four national championships at the D2 level. He goes 1 year at Drake, gets to the tournament, gets to the second round of the tournament. Now he's going to take over the Iowa job. I mean, isn't that unbelievable that he was at Northwest Missouri State for almost 20 years, 1 year at Drake, and now he's into the Big Ten?
You know, it's the rise was so fast. I remember earlier this season, they were in a tournament in Myrtle Beach. And, you know, Miami was down there, VCU. There were all sorts of obvious favorites. Nobody was talking about Drake, and they just blitzed everybody. And I watched him play a couple of games, and I'm thinking, man, they're good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if a guy can coach, a guy can coach. The thing I wonder, now he'll do okay at Iowa. Iowa funds it. You know, they care there. They've got a good basketball tradition as well. You know, some of these guys who rise so fast, for instance, the Colorado State guy, it is expected that in the next day or two, he's going to take the Minnesota job. He's from Minnesota.
Right.
Like, to me, I mean, he's going, the money's much better at Minnesota, but can you win there? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a hard place to recruit kids to the Twin Cities in the middle of winter. Colorado State is a, you know, Fort Collins is a fun, vibrant town just outside of Denver, and he's not going to get paid as much there, but he's going to win more there. So, what McCollum has done, and he deserves the Iowa job. He's a homegrown guy, you know, so I expect he'll do really well there.
But like you said, he's going to make more money.
Of course.
That's the reason.
your window, Jason, you never know when that window is going to close, man. You know, you're the hot guy. You might as well take it. You're going to be on honeymoon, at least for the first couple of years, you would think. And then, hopefully Iowa committed to NIL and doing all the things that coaches need in this day and age. The job almost always gets better for the next guy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. All right. Well, enjoy your time out there on the West Coast. Thanks for joining us so early, bro.
Appreciate it.
Let's hope it continues.
Yep. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Chris.
I appreciate it, guys. Talk soon.
Hey, fellas, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the Purple Heart Foundation.
You're always welcome to text us on the text line, brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. I gave my Lido Pizza gift card to my son Brendan to bring back to College Park yesterday. So
nice.
He ordered Lido and saw a Derek Queen game winner the same night.
Nice.
It's a pretty good night.
Is he a junior?
He's a junior, yeah.
Junior, man. Time is flying.
Yep, it's flying by.
Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Grandkids. Are you going to feel hurting when you have grandkids?
You'll be thrilled.
I mean, but
yeah, I'll be cool with it whenever it happens.
But, I mean, it really cements the end is near.
Yeah, it pretty much does.
I mean, nobody has a long life as a grandpa. I mean, it means
some people do.
About to punch out.
Some people will be a grandpa for 30 years.
You're just passing the baton.
You're passing the baton, and you're going to take your dirt nap soon.
Always comes back to death.
It always does.
I try to know it,
but you just emphasize it a little too much.
Right, we were talking about Lido wings 40 seconds ago, and now we're talking about taking dirt naps.
Well, yeah, you were talking about Derek Queen and Lido's. That should be joy.
Yeah, I mean, it's joyful, joyous, all of those things.
Right.
Speaking of joy, I think a lot of people love the City Connect.
They're pretty good.
Uniforms.
They're pretty nice.
Which are debuted, and I believe Savannah McCann's going to come in. She's wearing a City Connect hoodie, I believe
that's the case.
Oh, she's got the jersey.
That's a good all look. Right. I like that very blue. Whatever blue hoodie. That is, I like it.
Now, Savannah who does updates.
Savannah.
She was with you on Friday.
Correct.
Yeah.
We saw everything that was new at Nats Park in 2025.
How'd that go?
Awesome.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good tour of the ballpark.
Is there a mic on? Is it on for sure?
Yeah. Okay. It is on, yeah.
Now, it looks like on the jersey, there's like a print of maybe the city underneath.
It's the grid. The grid. The DC grid.
Yeah. And the monument is, I mean, the capital is prominent,
prominently
right?
featured.
W, right underneath the W.
Yeah, with the secondary logo, I believe, has the capital.
Oh, that's on the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the jersey has the DC. All right, how do we get some? How can we get any free stuff?
I don't know.
This was a gift since I'm part of the Nats broadcast team again this season.
Good, yeah. Well, we should get gifts.
See, they didn't unveil that on Friday. That was unveiled, I think, 9:30 or 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Sunday.
Out at the ballpark.
Is there a minority of the fan base? Because I think the majority liked it from what I've seen on socials. Is there a minority, though, that believes they've gone away from their true colors?
I don't know. I think they were pretty well received from what I saw.
You were never going to beat online. The cherry blossom. Everybody
that was so
loved
great.
Those. But
why
I think
they just
this
keep
is the
doing
best.
That. Why don't they keep? I mean, I like this too. This is great. Mm-hmm. But I guess you just have to do something different every
They're
year.
Innovating.
All right.
I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this, I think after 2 years or two seasons of wearing a City Connect, a team.
You're kind of required.
You have to like retire it.
Refresh it.
Yeah. I'm not positive on that, but I'm pretty sure.
I like that they brought back the interlocking DC.
My
I think
favorite
that's,
part.
That's smart. Because
really?
That was from like the
too?
Early days.
I love it.
It's very
yeah, it
cool.
looks good.
I want some stuff.
I think they have 5 jerseys. Maybe 6.
It's good.
Right? 5 jerseys this season. They're bringing back the red, and they're getting rid of the pullover.
Okay.
All right, so I think I overheard you say last week, you're no longer with Baseball America, is that right? Or whoever you're with?
My last day's on Friday.
Okay. Yeah. Why is that because you're moving on to bigger and better things? What's going on?
Hope so.
Okay.
No, I'm still kind of a free agent working here, working for the Nats this season, diving all in on.
So you're locked in on the Nats.
Oh, yeah.
You're locked in on their minor league system.
Very much.
You're locked in on everything Nats. All right, you've given us win projections in years past, right?
I'm ready.
Correct.
She's ready.
She's got her official prediction.
I already put mine in, by the way. I just put it
in today. Based on her recommendation or no?
Well, I mean,
what's the number you got?
70.5.
70.5.
Ooh.
What do you
think?
That's
a great line.
You have a different number? You're coming in with a different number in mind?
I had seen 72.5, okay. Which is the line I saw this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a great line because...
It's a great line.
Because you went over?
If you're going over.
Taking the over. Big time, take the over.
Yeah.
Big time, as in they've
75,
won.
75, 76, 77.
I'm thinking 77 is my magic number this year. They get to 77 wins.
All right, why?
So the past two seasons, they've held steady at 71 wins.
Right.
On the pitching side of things, they took a huge step forward last year. And addition by subtraction, Patrick Corbin's gone.
Right.
So you're already getting better in the starting mm-hmm. rotation. And there's so much talent waiting in the wings that if somebody is not playing the way they should be pitching, you can move on from him and bring up DJ Hers. You can bring up another young guy. You're going to get Cade Cavalli back.
What happened to Cade? Why has he disappeared? I know he got hurt. But, like, this is forever. This is now forever.
I don't think it's forever. I do think there's probably a little more to the story than they said. Halfway through the season last year, we heard about a dead arm that we had never heard about before. So I think he got shut down and had to start all the way over again, to which they decided this is just not worth it. We're going to completely ramp him back up as if we're starting from scratch versus, okay, you're ramping up from Tommy John. Let's start at 50%. They're starting at 0% working their way back up.
All right. All right. So you're still optimistic on Cade.
I'm still optimistic on Cade. He's been out for a very long time, though. So if he's not the same guy, I'm not going to be shocked by that. But I do think he had so much promise before the injury that talent just doesn't go away because you were injured.
I agree.
So I'm still all in on him. I think the starting rotation can only get better, and they've already gotten better from last season. And the offense, the only place to go was up from last season, and you've added some power in the lineup. I love the addition of Josh Bell. Not only is he a great guy, but he'll add some pop to the lineup. You've got a bunch of young guys, as in Dylan Cruz and James Wood, who got a taste of the majors last year. They should completely break out this season.
What kind of
and they're going to do this. They're going to do a lot of this.
A lot of running.
Tons of that.
Yeah. Did the young guys play well in the spring? Not that it super matters, but did they?
They did. I'd still like to see James Wood's defense improve a bit. He still looks a little wonky out there, but that'll come with reps.
He missed the first month, first 10 games or so.
First 10 games. I mean, they were really taking their time with him, and I'm glad. Good. He doesn't need the first 10 games this spring.
Sometimes he just doesn't get better. We've been doing radio for 30 years, and we're still wonky going to commercial break.
wonk.
Right?
Wonk. That can happen.
We're still wonky.
Is Dylan Cruz the leader in the Riz clubhouse?
Ooh.
Why do you say that?
It's just my impression. Like, he just seems to carry himself like he's got it. Like, it's just my impression.
He is a professional.
Are you talking about like with the ladies? Or
oh, no, not the ladies.
Just
like
he's got swagger.
He's
got swagger.
The LSU machine that they pump through at the college level, he is media trained from the first day he gets on campus. The way he carries himself, you'd think he'd been in the league 5 to 10 years. He's a professional. He's a veteran. He answers questions. Sometimes I wish he was a little less media savvy when you ask him a question and you kind of hope he makes a mistake. He never does. He's always answering things perfectly. He's always saying
he just seems
the right
to have
way.
Charisma that a lot of guys don't.
And he loves fans. I think that's a huge difference too with a young guy, because sometimes you get young guys that I'm all in on baseball, which is great, but he is able to balance both. He's
my impression, there was a video of him with like dozens and dozens of people lining up for his autograph. And maybe that happens with other players, but he seems like the leader in that category.
Oh, and he signs all of them, which is awesome. I think that's really important.
It's fan friendly.
I was a little bit concerned because what, he hit like 210 last year? But, you know, I understand. It was a little call up first year, whatever. I'm not panicking. But
had a full spring training.
But so he's fine. He's like,
oh yeah,
great.
He's my favorite for rookie of the year right now.
He is.
I think he is a lot of people's favorite of having a breakout year and looking really good.
Yeah, I'm locking in that 7.5 wins.
Because James played too many games. He can't. He's technically a second
100%. Right. I've done it the last 2 years.
Okay. Because you always talk about making bets and then you never make them.
I've tailed Savannah's bets the last 2 years. Winner.
Yep. I got 70.5.
I'm in.
Already put it in.
I love that line. Yeah.
It's a good number.
I think this team could
I was kind of surprised it was that low, too.
I'm shocked.
I would have guessed 72, 73 and a half, maybe.
Exactly. I mean, last two seasons, 71. I don't think they've gotten worse since the last 2 years.
Now, the juice is it's juice towards the over, so you're going to pay a little bit more to go over, but I love it.
That's Savannah McCann. Thanks for joining us.
Always good talking
to you. When's the last time you were on a bike? Since the lesson. We got to get out of here for Bish Cakes. EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.